Qivalis Euro stablecoin, now backed by 37 banks across 15 countries. The Qivalis consortium behind a planned euro-denominated stablecoin has more than tripled its membership in roughly 10 weeks, growing from the 12 founding banks announced in early March to 37 banks across 15 European countries as of May 27, 2026. The expansion turns what looked like a regional pilot into the most broadly supported bank-issued stablecoin project in the EU. And it lands at a moment when dollar stablecoins still account for the overwhelming majority of on-chain stable value, a consortium that outgrew its launch pitch. When Qivalis first surfaced in February, the founding members were a tight group of large EU banks led by BNP Paribas, ING, UniCredit, and BBVA. By March, they were already recruiting crypto exchanges and market makers ahead of an H2 2026 commercial launch under MiCA, the EU's stablecoin and crypto asset regulation. The latest count of 37 banks across 15 countries pulls in a much wider mix of regional players, savings banks, and cross-border lenders that were not part of the original announcement. The reserve structure described in earlier disclosures has not changed materially, roughly 40% of backing in deposits at member banks, the remainder in short-dated sovereign bonds, with 24/7 issuance and redemption through participating institutions. That model is closer to a regulated bank money market fund than to the offshore commercial paper era of dollar stablecoins. The dollar incumbency Qivalis is up against USDT and USDC together represent the bulk of stablecoin supply, which sits near record highs around $323 billion based on recent industry trackers. Euro-denominated stablecoins, including Circle's EURC and a handful of MiCA-licensed issuers, have grown but still trail well behind. EURC alone holds about 50% of the euro stablecoin segment, but the entire euro segment is a rounding error against dollar supply. Qivalis is the first project that combines three things at once: bank-grade issuance, broad multi-country distribution, and a launch time to coincide with MiCA's stablecoin regime being fully in force. If those 37 institutions actually integrate it into their corporate banking and treasury rails, the consortium can route real economic activity, payroll, supplier payments, intra-EU settlement, on-chain in euros rather than through a synthetic euro position on a dollar stablecoin. Realistic ceiling on launch. The headline of 37 banks is not the same as 37 distribution channels live on day one. The Crypto Slate report describes the consortium as still in technical build-out, with the H2 2026 launch window unchanged. Exchange and market maker partnerships announced in March are also still in talks rather than signed deals as of writing. There are two practical thresholds worth watching: whether at least one top five European exchange lists the token at launch with deep two-way liquidity, not just a thin pair; whether any of the 37 backing banks offer direct corporate account issuance and redemption, not just retail distribution through third parties. Without both of those, Qivalis risks repeating the trajectory of earlier bank stablecoin pilots that launched with strong sponsorship but minimal real-world payment flow. Crypto user implications. For crypto cards that settle in stablecoins, a credible euro stablecoin changes the routing math for EU residents. Today, even euro-funded cardholders typically pass through a USDC or USDT leg at some point in the conversion chain, which adds spread and FX exposure on euro-denominated transactions. A widely distributed Qivalis token could let issuers offer direct euro stablecoin spending without that conversion layer. The likely first beneficiaries are products already focused on EU users: Gnosis Pay, Bleep, Bitpanda Card, and similar issuers that rely on stablecoin rails inside the eurozone. Whether they actually integrate Qivalis will depend on redemption guarantees and whether the on-chain liquidity is competitive with EURC at launch.